episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Yummy.
It's the finale countdown.
Aspire, cha-cha.
Oh my gosh, dude, this is the last batch recap.
Wow. Ever. The seasons
the
are
last
done.
Bros recap.
Even Crazy. Though they teased the next season of The yeah. Bachelor, because we're stopping our recap, they're actually ending the franchise. Right.
I hope not. Mm-hmm. Dude, the Broski's finale batch recap. Big deal. We will get into that in a bit later, but because that would be sacrilege for us to
go straight into something.
Although I'm sure some of you would be grateful, because sometimes I see like people comment like a thing that goes, by the way, it starts here, and it's like 48:26 or like, people are like, if you don't want to hear them talk shit because they're annoying, this is when the actual stuff starts. That's people tag like where it is in the episode, like just so you know.
That's so funny.
You can flop over the bullshit.
The stuff I'm most proud of is in those right. moments.
Our shining, our personality. What you're saying is you're getting over our personalities. Understood. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hint taken.
They just don't care. They just want where it resonates with them.
Understandable. I mean, I would understand if I was trying to listen to like a football thing and trying to get like the scores, and then some guy's just like, hey, so anyway, what's the deal with airline food? You're like, shut up. But hey, you know, somebody out there.
Well, we have to catch up.
That's true.
It's not like we can just start the episode without having caught up.
This also isn't like an informational cast where it's like, the time is 6:38. The news. It's like, you know, we're bullshitting anyways. Mm-hmm. So, but we feel you, those people that say, like, by the way, it starts at 42:63.
I respect it.
42:63 would not be, it would be 43:03. Well, dude, this just shows you how fast my attention has been going. Do you ever watch a show on your phone and like skip when it's like boring?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like
30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like I'll be watching a show, like let's say The Walking Dead. And I'm like, oh, it's like a scene where they're kind of like developing a romantic story. And I'm just like, next. Like, we're the zombies.
How far are you into that show?
It's one of those things where I've been watching it since it came out. I'll watch like a season every 3 years.
Okay, I was going to say.
So I'm like on season 5 or 6 or something, because I'll watch like 3 episodes and then I won't watch for 3 months. And then I'll watch an episode and then I won't watch for months. And it's kind of like, it never really like the first 2 seasons like grabbed me. And then ever since then, it's been kind of like, it's an okay show. It's something I throw on if I'm like cleaning or I don't know. It just doesn't like hold me.
It was like towards the end of Becca's pregnancy with Ruth. I was like obsessively trying to complete the whole thing. Right. I like started watching and I just couldn't stop. I was like, no, I have to finish everything.
The dedication we show to just like watching a TV show is unprecedented. But there's like so many good shows out. It's insane.
I wouldn't even consider it like a, I mean, there are people who would get very upset over that. They would consider it a great show.
I mean, I would say it's very apparent that it's a fantastic show. It's like critically acclaimed. Everyone loves it. It's like
there's a lot of episodes though where Rick is just going,
Call! Yeah, he's just like, we need to learn how to protect ourselves.
You have to stab them. Call!
How many people have you killed? How many walkers? Like that's every just episode. It's him mm-hmm. going, I've had enough. Like that's every, and when you think about it, it's like Batman. It's like the Batman voice. Like he created this voice. It's just like, have you ever met someone like that? Like imagine being like, hey, I should come over for beers. He's like, I'll be there at 7 p.m. And you're like, damn, bro. Okay. Chill.
Yeah. Like you're like that. And everyone also wants to be around you. And like, it's like totally like buddy, buddy.
How are you guys? What would you do in a zombie apocalypse? What would be your go-to move? So boom, chaos, zombies are everywhere, people running for their lives type of thing. What would be like your goal?
I would try to get, well, you'd try to get away from a populated area.
Right, okay.
Like numero uno, but how, I mean, it's luck.
Right, you gotta like, hopefully it's the freeways are open.
Getting out of there. I mean, the freeways aren't gonna be open, it's just like, you know, like a wave of zombies just suddenly like shows up. You're fucked. But I would try to get out. I would try to get out or try to go somewhere where I'm going to stay low key, like my parents' house in Topanga.
That'd be a good place.
Where it's not
to go.
Like all the way out, but it's secluded. Like you want to be somewhere, if it's anything like I've compiled
right.
in the movies from the all evidence. The training of watching the movies, somewhere like where you're silent. You want to be quiet.
Mm.
You know, because like you make the loud noises or you just attract the attention. And they'll come. So it's like you don't need to be in complete isolation, but you just need to be low key. Like you could be hiding in plain sight, you know? Like a fortress situation.
Yeah.
That's ideal. But I just mean like I would want to camp somewhere for the first like few rounds while everything's chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And then like try to figure out and make a plan, you know? Yeah. Like try to figure out in the aftermath of things.
Yeah.
Then try to anticipate it.
I think my go-to, now that I'm kind of thinking about it, I'd try to go to like an island.
That's like I'd be
like, get a boat and go to like Catalina and be like, just get there. Because no, they're not going to be infected probably most likely anyways. And then they'll want to like create a fortress. And I'll be like, I got to get there right away.
That's true. There's also, if you don't get there right away, there's just a limited number of people on Catalina.
Right.
It's far more feasible than like clearing Los Angeles.
True. So you can just go right out.
Yeah, just via boat.
Yeah.
And you could check it. You right. could just like pop shots from your boat on the shore and they'll run into the water. You could probably just drown all of them.
That's true.
That's like, that's actually, we're geniuses. I'm going to copyright that plan.
So that no one, so like, so when someone tries to copy your plan during mid-zombie, you're like, that's copyrighted.
I'll sue them.
I'm going to sue you if you do my plan. That was my plan. And they're like, so there's no lawyers
if
anymore.
If I show up to Catalina Island.
And there's some other people there.
Pop shots off the shoreline. Yeah.
I'm going to sue.
I'm going to take legal action.
So what you need to do is.
And seek recourse.
So then what you need to do is while you're in the zombie apocalypse, make sure that you have legal counsel.
The courts will be open.
The courts will be open during this time. Because if copyright is infringed upon, you need to sue them immediately. That guy's in court during the zombie apocalypse. He's like, sir, I didn't know he had a copyright on this. Like, you owe. You know, 30 cans of 30 cans of corn.
What kind of price do you put on the satisfaction of wiping out an entire horde?
But it's more just about like, sir, what is your right to have this house that you know, jumped into during the apocalypse? Like, well, I mean, I trademarked the idea. I had said on a podcast, I'll show you right here, that I had originally said.
I came up with it first.
I was going to go to this house. I was going to go to Topanga Canyon.
There's been a lot of ideas. In the umbrella that is the zombie apocalypse, but this is my unique idea, and right. he took it from me.
He took it from me, so please, sir, give me all his corn or whatever he mm-hmm. has. It's cone. How was your weekend?
My corn.
My corn is good.
My weekend was, well, I'm single dad for the weekend. Becca went to help out her friend who had just had a baby. So I was on my lonesome with the kids, which was fun. Saw my parents. Watched the Paw Patrol movie.
Paw Patrol. I think I've seen Paw Patrol, but my brain is telling me it's a TV show. So they made a movie, obviously, then.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with the... with the motion picture.
Well, I've never seen the show, but my guess, the deviation from the motion picture is that the show takes place in a small town
yes.
called Adventure Bay.
Right.
And in the movie, they go to Adventure City.
Got it. Yeah, because I know there's like Gecko.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
Isn't Gecko one of the characters?
Gecko does not make an appearance in Adventure City.
What were some of the heroes?
There's Chase,
Okay.
He's the only ones whose name I can remember. Chase is the cop dog.
Okay.
And then
maybe I'm thinking of something else then.
There's what's his name? The kids always like this one. Marshall.
Oh, see, I'm not familiar with Marshall this. I'm thinking of something else.
Drives the fire engine.
Okay. So how was the movie? Was it good? Did the kids like it?
It's fun. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, just basic.
It's got it's like very little kid movie. So it's not like Pixar storyline, you know?
Yeah.
It's very little kid. And it was all fun for the most part, except I did have some gripes with some of the physics that they... The physics of the vehicles.
Oh, my God. So you were like, you felt like they did a better representation of how vehicles should react in real world?
So his... He has to go save... Chase has to go save his master, I guess.
Yeah.
Rider.
Right.
Who's at the top of the skyscraper.
Right.
So he drives his motorcycle up the side of the building with suction tires.
Okay.
Which is all fine. I don't have any issues with that.
Okay, good.
However, there's a section in the building where all these windows have been blown out. So there's a hole on the vertical face of the building.
Okay.
And they show in slow motion that he's going so fast that he gaps it.
He jumps it.
He gaps it. Yeah.
Is that a climbing term? Gap?
I don't know. It's like skating, whatever. He just...
Yeah, he goes over the hole.
He goes over the hole. Yeah. My issue is I don't think that's how suction tires would interact in that situation.
Because you feel like he probably wouldn't be going very fast.
No, I think he'd be going... I mean, he could theoretically be going fast enough depending on the type of bike he has. It's a souped up bike. If it's got suction tires on command.
Yeah.
So I'll give him that.
Okay.
But if you're going straight up
yeah.
and you jump backwards, it doesn't matter how fast you're going. You're not going to arc back again.
You're going to just fall away.
You're just going to fall away from the building.
Right.
So I took issue with that.
So you took issue. And did that bother you for the rest of the movie? Was it kind of...
It kind of destroyed the scene for me because right after that, they then show him slow motion topping yeah. out of the building.
Yeah.
And it's cool. And it was just like...
Right.
You didn't have... It was pointless. And it was like up until that, the way that the cars moved through things, it was like it all makes sense. And now you just needlessly broke the laws of physics as far as I'm concerned.
So you were okay with the fact that talking dogs were driving vehicles and saving people, but the physics thing got you.
Well, it's not actually real. So
right.
So they can extend things like, you know, they can...
right, like talking dogs
what's
or
it
the
called
whole premise
when
of the movie.
Human attributes to non-human things.
I don't know, but I know what you're... Yeah, I mean, this is literally what the movie
it's a
is.
Term. Yeah.
So there's you're like, I'm cool with talking dogs. That, I'm cool with them driving vehicles.
They've established
I'm cool with
that.
Them like saving
They've
people's lives.
They've established that those
but
are the rules of that
tweak
universe.
In physics is the issue.
But they established the rules.
They established
the rules in the way that they present the world to you. They'd be like, oh, okay, the rules are our rules as far as the physics are concerned.
Right.
And weight and gravity and all of that stuff. That's all works how it works in our world. Their dogs
it.
Can just talk to them. Then you don't just get to go and break that.
Because of that little moment.
To create this pointless
yeah.
moment.
Yeah, I think that...
Shame on them. It's probably a lot in budget, too.
Right,
because they had to color in that whole extra detail, pointless detail.
You're finding an issue with a physics problem, where first of all they have not figured out, they have not like laid down the rules of physics. Like dogs are driving cars and flipping them
they
and jumping
did.
Them.
They established the rules of physics when they
you assumed the rules
and
of physics
time again. No, they've demonstrated it by showing us the world, the way that they interact with the world around them.
Right.
So okay. Yes, I take major issue.
I take issue
with that, with them just playing with the rules willy nilly. You know, you have yeah. to establish that there's gonna, like in a kung fu movie, for instance, when they bypass that, you understand right. that they're chasing that goal.
Got it.
Have you ever seen Bulletproof Monk?
Where I mean, I've heard of it.
They learn like how to like cloud run or whatever, where they're like running up the, like in an old kung fu movie where they would like run up and they just
right.
like jump real high.
Right. So do you have a problem with that?
No, because they establish that they're trying to do that the whole
Got
time.
Got it.
And if you meditate enough, Evan, and you
then you can do that
break
kind of stuff.
The preconceived notions of what's physically possible, then yes.
Okay, Brad, so I have a new favorite kitchen device that I am just dying to tell you all about because it has made such a difference in our house. I literally feel like every single person needs one. I'm talking about my Lomi, which is a countertop device that allows you to turn food scraps into dirt with just the push of a button. I never thought I would be composting in my own kitchen in LA of all places, but with Lomi, it's incredibly easy. I cannot believe I lived this long without one. Composting is amazing for so many reasons. For starters, it will significantly reduce the amount of trash you have each week. When we started composting in my house, we cut our weekly trash by a third plus. We have lots of nutrient-dense dirt to put in our garden now, so it's really just a win-win. Lomi can turn any food scraps into dirt in just 4 hours, okay? If you know anything about composting, you know 4 hours. That's unheard of. That's unbelievable. And it also runs so quietly, you won't even notice it while it processes. Another really nice added bonus of using Lomi is it makes the after-dinner cleanup a breeze, right? Just dump all your food scraps into the Lomi and you are done. Also, I've just really loved having our Lomi around because of my daughter. I mean, I'm now able to have these really important conversations with her and she's able to participate because Lomi just makes it so simple. Also, because Lomi is small, you can put it really anywhere. We have it on our kitchen counter, but I know numerous people who have it in their garage. They have it in their laundry room. You can really put it anywhere. It's incredible. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to lomi.com/chatty and use promo code chatty to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to lomi.com/chatty and use promo code chatty at checkout. Food waste is gross. Lomi is your solution. With the holidays just around the corner, Lomi will make the perfect gift for someone on your shopping list. I've already got one for my sister-in-law. She is going to love it. lomi.com/chatty, promo code chatty.
Me and Ember were walking today and out of nowhere, she just goes, I can fake laugh. And I go, what do you mean? She just goes, and I was like, what was that? It was like pretty bad. And it was just like, and I was like, what? And I'm like, no, really laugh, like fake laugh all the way. And then she got it a little better. And then me and her just started doing it for like 10 minutes just walking, like trying to be the most convincing fake laugh ever. It just made me laugh so hard. I'm like, you are my daughter. Just out of nowhere being like, I could hear her doing something. She was like, and I was just like, what are you doing? She's like, I can fake laugh. Can you do fake laugh?
I just did.
Oh, you're like, yeah, I've been doing it for the last 2 years. All right. Give me like a real, all right, Grayson, thanks for coming in today. So the way this scene is okay, that's pretty good. It was, but the slap was too much.
It was way too much.
Can we do one more, like real laugh, like a real, on set.
Sarcastic one? What's happening? Give me context.
No context.
Give me some background.
Just gotta laugh.
What do I want? What do I want? What's driving me?
Okay, someone just slipped and fell and it made you laugh.
Okay, here we go.
That's pretty good. I like that.
There we go.
I like
okay,
that.
Let me see you.
Oh, shit. Okay. What's my context?
You can't... Ember's coming up to you with a situation where it'd be inappropriate for you to laugh at her, but it is very funny.
But that's just me going like this.
Covering up the laugh. But you're not doing a very good job covering it up. You're just laughing.
Okay, okay.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Like if I just had to film it and have like 2 seconds right. of it, it's perfect.
That was it.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Acting's easy.
Acting's easy. Dude, I've always I know that you had mentioned that you were you had been like in auditions and stuff. I've always kind of had like a desire. I have no acting skill. Like I have no acting experience. I've never done an audition, never class, never once. But I love movies and I've always been like, that'd be fun to try. But also like scary. Is it scary?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like, it's really easy to make the situations bigger than they are. Like, I don't know. I think when I was young, I was like really intimidated by it.
Yeah. It's kind of like a version of stand-up comedy or like public speaking, right? It's like,
yeah, but you're also go up and do a thing. Putting weight to people. So like when you go into a room, when you're in like the top end audition, when you're like past just going into a casting director's right. office where it's just like two random ass people and a camera, you're like in the room usually with like the head writer, the director, the like, there's like people in the room where you're like, oh, this is like what they do. If you like, you know, you want to impress these people, because even if you don't get this role, they're going to remember you. They're going to, and like all of a sudden it's like really easy to turn yeah. that into like this huge thing where everything matters. And then that's where like someone can give you a note and you just like do this exact same thing Got all it. Over again. And that's, you know, it's hard. It'd be like, it's still like, it's the same kind of feeling of like you can prep for a presentation. And then when you get up to deliver the presentation, you just freeze.
Is being a good actor being a good liar?
Somewhat.
Or is it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, you're literally like you're like, be someone you're not and sell and make it really convincing.
I think it's more like, I mean, role play or whatever. It's more just like imaginative. It's more like, or like
right.
someone who can like play.
That shows you. I think that's a more sweet way of putting it.
But like, because yeah, lying
right.
it's
an
like,
imagination. But like, what's the difference, right, between like lying and acting like someone else?
Well, that's actually like that's like the joke, or like, oh, what are the stakes? What is driving me? Or like the moments in like we do that are like you're lying usually like when there's something at stake. Or like the stakes are high.
Right.
So you're invested and you care
yeah.
about what's going on. And you're like trying to manipulate the situation to get something. Like just to, you know. So like that's usually the approach you want to look at of like what's someone. Like that is the angle to take, you know. Because you don't, I don't know, like the. No one wants to see a scene where no one gives a shit about anything.
Right. Well, of course.
So you're always trying to, it's like the thing of like, yeah, it's like lying. You're trying to get since manipulation.
I wonder if you became like a really, really good actor, if it would be difficult not to, like you'd have to resist the temptation to not like use it in your daily life.
Like a secret, like just skills.
Well, just the skills of just like, oh, I'm going to turn on this like being a charming character, or I'm going to be this way in order to like make someone think I'm this way in order to get something I want. I could see that being like, it's almost like a little superpower.
Yeah.
Right? You could just be like, oh my God, you're so fun. I love that. And then you're like, we're best friends. And then I'm, you know.
You be whoever, they're like a chameleon.
You're a chameleon.
You're whoever the situation calls for. Oof. It would be cool if you had disguises and you did that. A master of disguise.
Would you be someone that like goes to Vegas and then like in Vegas is like totally a character?
That would be so fun.
Would you love that? If it yeah. was like, what are you going to be this weekend? Oh, I'm a physics teacher. I'm a physics professor at Harvard. Oh, okay. What are you?
That's like, actually a great bachelor party concept.
It is. And then everyone kind of like plays into these roles.
Everyone has to draw like a thing and they all have to arrive and or like you meet up and like that's your character for
and
the
like
weekend.
See how far you can take it.
It's so funny. Yeah, like at the pool.
Yeah, just like you're making friends based on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, oh, those guys look like a bunch of like finance guys, I'm going to go over there and kind of act like I'm in tech. And so I got to like really make sure that like I know what I'm talking about.
That'd be so
fun, but it'd also be stressful.
It'd be fun to do stuff like, I wish that in real life we could do like job swaps with people. Like if I got to go to your job and just pretend to do what you do for a day, like have an actual,
like it would be fun to
actual day of work, like a real day of work in your life. But I just suddenly am like in your position, no experience.
Oh, you know what'd be funny about that? It'd be funny to film like an underground show where, but people in leadership positions are put in this. You know what I mean? So like. The team leader of an engineering firm is put in, and the person has zero engineer and does no idea how an engineer works. They're like a, let's say, an interior designer, or they're a painter, and they're told to be brought in and like consult on this like new electronic like robot dog, and like the whole team's there. Like, all right, guys, what do you got for me? And then you gotta like interact with them, and they're just like, and you're like, totally love that. Let's definitely double down on that.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Let's all sit here. What do we want from this presentation?
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Your ex-boss probably did a lot of talking and a lot of, you know, dominating of the conversation. I don't want to do that. I want to hear from the employees. I want to hear from the team on the ground.
Why don't you tell me what we're all about?
Yeah, right. That's like the George Costanza. Like, I feel like George Costanza in Seinfeld does that kind of stuff. Like, what he was like, I forgot what it
was.
He's
working for the Yankees.
And the guy gave him a special project and he didn't hear it correctly. And so when he walked away, he then spends the rest of like the week trying to get someone to tell him what the special project is. And so he goes down to like the records and the guy's like, oh, you're working on the special project. And he goes, yeah, it's about that special project. What are your thoughts on it? And he's like, in your words, what would be the special project? He's getting everyone to tell him what his own job is. Oh my gosh. That would actually be a really funny idea, is like me to go to the gym and kind of act like, what, you know, like, hey guys, we're doing setting today. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, okay guys, so let's do, it's putting it in weird places.
If you just suddenly had to do that.
And I'm just taking the pieces and putting them randomly. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm kind of like, yeah, that's good. And all the employees are like, what the fuck?
V, yeah, just V up here.
And I'm like, yeah, and you want this? This is the two-finger one. You'd have to like, my immediate goal would just be like, I'm going to have to make it sound like I want everyone else to run things in order for me to be humble and learn from my team.
See who like can see who can carry it well,
right?
Who can go into that situation and just deal with that pressure? What if some people excel?
Or you know what's a good move? Is if like I'm doing a setting class and I go, guys, I want let's do a little practice here. What am I doing wrong? And I do the thing, and they're like, whoa, okay, I wouldn't do that because I good. Okay, now show me what you would do.
One of our favorite animes is this thing called Mob Psycho, and it's about telepathic people, but it's a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But this kid who's like very strong telepathic, like whatever, psychic kid,
okay,
is being mentored by someone who has absolutely no powers at all, and they're constantly in these situations where like very threatening like thing comes up, and the teacher's just like, why don't you show me how you think you should handle this situation? Right. We'll make this as a test. And whenever the teacher's like totally like oblivious to something, it always turns it around on them of like, I was waiting to see which one of you would catch it first.
Job well done.
Yeah, it's always like test that passed. It's super funny.
That is funny.
I highly recommend it. I think you'd enjoy it.
So I'm just gonna add that to my list that I need to get
Mob Psycho 100.
What, Mob Psycho 100?
Yeah,
Mob Psycho. Were you 100. Not a fan of 98 or 99?
I think the first season's 100. I think right now they're on Mob Psycho 300.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So season goes up 100.
The first in the iteration. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
This weekend we had Ember's birthday.
Yeah. How'd that
She's
go?
She's 7, dude.
That's crazy.
That is insane. It was good. We had like 17 birthdays. You know what I mean? Because it's like you kind of do one with every section of the family.
Yeah.
So it's like Friday was the friends. Saturday morning was the cousins. Saturday afternoon was my parents. Saturday night, because none of the parents kind of like necessarily hang out. So it's like Friday was the friends. Saturday morning was the cousins. Saturday afternoon was my parents. Saturday night was Jess's parents. Jess's dad. Sunday morning, Jess's mom. And then Sunday night, it was insane.
You just gotta have a party and make them all come to your house.
It would have been a weird vibe, and so it was easier to just go like 2 hours here, 2 hours here, 2 hours here.
You came to ours for it, where you're just like, eh, just be weird together, guys.
Wait, but I feel like all your parents get along great.
I don't know.
Like, I'm sure things could be better than, like, nothing's perfect, but they seem to, like, hang out and get along.
We'll play golf together, yeah. Like,
that's awesome. Our dads will play golf. That's far more than some of my family members do. They
will, selectively go do it like it's happened.
Right.
But yeah, like, they will tolerate each other.
They'll tolerate each other? Mm-hmm. yeah, dude, it was crazy. It's like, it's so much, like, when you were a kid, you just never considered any of the things your parents did. And now that we're at this age doing this, it's like, you're constantly just, like, doing things, juggling plates, juggling timelines. You know what I mean? It's like, even when you're a kid, like this Thanksgiving, it's like when we were kids, it was just like, I don't know, you just wake up, it's Thanksgiving, and then you just eat at some point. Now it's like, drive down, visit this, dude, visit that, pick up groceries before. Oh, I'm responsible for the drinks. Get the drinks, bring them to the thing. Okay, mashed potatoes on this one. Bring the mashed potatoes, make sure the dig is on time. Ember, make sure she has all her stuff. It's like your life becomes like, oh, you're like, there's an Ember LLC going on. It's like me and Jess run that business.
Your job is just to be like out of the way when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving or whatever. You're just like, just be unseen.
Or it's like, just go play all day and then mm-hmm. be back by 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Just complete and utter.
But think about when you're a parent. And I mean, not when you're a parent, when Ember's old enough where you can just be like, just be out of the house for like the next 6 hours.
Right.
Think about how much it sucks to be the house where everyone comes. Just every day you have like 8 people in your fucking house. And
oh, you mean like Thanksgiving?
All of their parents just don't have anyone there. All of the other kids' parents are like just in bliss, silent bliss in their home.
Yeah.
Doing whatever they want because their kid's not home.
And you're, yeah.
And then, you know, you're the one where like all of them are constantly coming over to.
Talking about like being the host for Thanksgiving, or are you just talking about like being at a house where all the kids want to be?
Being at the house where all the kids want
to
be.
Oh, like that was not my house at all as a kid. We were always going to my friends' houses.
And your parents got to just be alone.
But they wanted us to come. That was the thing.
Weird.
I know, because they wanted to like hang with us. And you know, like the last thing you want is like someone's parents hanging out. Like they would like... Like, you know, when you go, you know, when you're like,
you don't want, let's your say you're 13,
when you're 13, yeah, you always want the other cool parents.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you're 13, right, you go to someone's house, you just want no parents anywhere and you want to play video games or hang out or skateboard or whatever. My parents would do this thing and they go, how come you never got your friends over? And I was like, because you sit in the front room with us. And while we're playing like a video game or something, you're literally sitting on the couch next to my buddy. Like, this is not the vibe I'm going for.
No.
So we'd always like escape to other people's houses. What are your thoughts on hosting Thanksgiving? Like, does that interest you? Does it make you not? Is it an ick? Is it a yes?
I like hosting stuff like that.
Yeah.
I hate cleaning up after it.
Devastating.
But I do like the privilege of being the host, because the host can just like do whatever they want. You know, you're so busy. Like, you're constantly doing things as the host. So you always have an excuse to just like go room to room or just leave situations. You're like, oh, there's a hosting thing going on. I got to go do this thing.
Right.
You just get to walk.
So you don't
away.
Have to, yeah, because you're not getting stuck in a weird conversation with your uncle. Like, and you're just like, so how is the, what was it again? Oh, the consultant firm.
Oh, good, shit. Good. Look, I got to get, there's the
I got to go walk 10 feet away and not leave you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you hosted a holiday?
Yeah.
Which one?
I've hosted Thanksgiving.
Really? So like Becca's parents and your parents?
Oh no, I thought you meant just like in my lifetime.
Even when you hosted, wait, so when did you host Thanksgiving? So your parents and all your cousins came to your like dorm room?
My roommates, like two sets of my roommate's parents came up to Portland.
Okay, but no, I'm talking about like your family lab. I'm not talking about like we had a Friendsgiving. I'm talking about like, have you ever hosted a holiday at your house at with your families? No. That's like a big moment. I feel like I haven't done it either. And I feel like that's like when things shift.
And you're like, okay, come over.
Well, because I remember when my family was like hosting Thanksgiving and grandpa was coming over, right? So like that's when you're a real adult, is when you have children and everyone comes to your house. And the next year it goes to your brothers. And you know what I mean? It's kind of like, but it's no longer really at grandma and grandpa's house anymore.
How stressful.
To be the host.
Just to be like, oh, you're all going to.
Everyone's coming over. You need to organize like, all the hors d'oeuvres, all the food, who's eating what, when, where. They're going to be, some people are going to get drunk and stay late. It's a real deal.
We always used to go to my cousin's house for like all the events. And I think my parents and them just partied.
But why the cousin? With that random cousin?
We were all like, the same age.
Oh, got it.
I think the parents just partied.
Of course. It's the best. Like they were just, you guys were running all the downstairs. They had upstairs, whatever. It was just kind of like.
Yeah, exactly. At some point, we're going to leave. Basement, just like playing Aladdin video game and watching Land Before Time, and
your parents are drinking wine,
making weapons and shit, fighting.
You want to get into the episode?
Yes.
Episodes.
Yes.
All right, let's jump in, baby. So, I say we just go couple by couple.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is Aaron and Genevieve.
My favorite.
If I could, I would just pour out my beer on the ground right now for just
the RIP.
Just the RIP, man. Just the, I'm so sad.
So goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
I mean, I was just really hoping for like them to just have this chaotic relationship that just like was the only one that lasted. Like somehow they have three children together and they're just like fighting every day.
That is exactly what I wanted. I wanted everyone who's like, oh my God, watching them argue or whatever, to have all of their relationships fall apart and have right. them be the only couple that gets engaged off the show.
I just had this hope that like we have the Brandon Serene that's perfection. And I was like, let's have this, the crazy people that like, I want, speaking of Thanksgiving, that like are at Thanksgiving screaming at each other in the backyard.
Yes.
And but they've been together for 12 years and they have yes. four kids together yes. and they're still yelling at each other. Like I was really hoping for like, maybe it can work in this mm-hmm. weird toxic way where they just
awesome.
They just fight always, but for some reason it works.
That's what love looks like.
God, that's so insane.
I was really hoping they'd get back together in the second situation.
Well, because of the way that they kind of reconvened yeah. and they were all like, we're sorry, I love you, I'm sorry, and then they hugged.
Just I was like, oh, like I just really wish like da, 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 and I hope there's be like, I still love you, and be like, I still love you too.
And I wish that they were together for 12 years and they've been divorced 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Because
like, they keep
that,
breaking yeah. up and like coming back to each other. Like that would be a great storyline. Mm. But not the case. So what were your thoughts on Aaron? Because was it just me, or was it like, dude, an episode ago,
it was odd.
They were like totally cool. Like they had fought a bunch, but they were good. And then Aaron sits her down and seemingly, was just like,
yeah,
it was like the best way I could describe it was an employer firing an employee and just being like, thank you for your time here. Here is Kevin. He'll be walking you through the severance package. Great to meet you. Thank you for all your hard work. Unfortunately, you're not a great fit here. So we wish you the best. It was just like, wait, what? And then he just goes, I wish you the best, like 3 times. And he goes, and I wish you the best. And then he gets up and walks away. Like it was so awkward. Like what happened? Like 2 days ago, he was like, I want to give you all the love. And he even said, I love you. I love you too. Ah, like 48 hours earlier. And then he just was, completely disinterested.
My guess is he's suddenly just like really looking at it, being like, I don't know. I mean, like the stuff he was saying, here's my thing is like the stuff he was saying was like, yeah, there's grounding in like what everything he's saying. Like it's all so logical, but it really doesn't make like it is coming out of left field compared to like everything that we were seeing, you know?
Yeah. And it also wasn't even so much what he was saying. It was how he was saying it. Yeah. That was the weird thing to me. He wasn't like sad and crying and like hurt. He was just like, and we're going to have to let you go. And it was just like, what?
It was just like, I've made this decision and this is the decision. And like, you don't really have a say in it because that's like how these things go. So like, I'm ending this.
Yeah.
For these reasons, take it or leave it. But like, they're
we're terminating the contract. Basically,
this is it.
We're terminating your tenure here this evening.
I did like what she did, though.
Well, that's what made me laugh, because it was a little bit like Aaron goes, thank you for working here. Here's Kevin. He'll be taking care of your severance package. We wish you the best. And then the person who got fired is like, what?
You can't fire me.
No, but they go, what? And then they walk out with all their stuff in the box. And then they go, wait a second. And then they walk in and go, you know what you are? And like all the shit. And it was just more like I needed to get my licks in so that at least I feel a little bit like I'm not going to be in the car home going, and if I would have said.
Right. But even she was like, it's not like there's like, okay, like what he's saying. But then she's just like, but she's turning it all around on me.
Right.
Saying it's all her fault that it's not going to work out.
Right. Like, wait a second. You can't, because he didn't say, like, there was a level of like, hey, you know, this is a problem, and I think we're toxic. But it was mostly like, it's you, it's not me.
The highlight, though, when they showed their relationship, and you get the highlight of Aaron being like, no one else's girlfriend is giving them a hard time here. Literally no other girl on the beach. Yeah, that shit was... I was laughing a lot of that too. I'm like, bro, you do sound like, it's just so funny to me when he's like, yeah, I can't remember the specifics, but when he's giving those things of like,
no one except me is getting a hard time, you know, kind of vibe. And it was just like, first of all, not the case. Second
you
of all,
always,
just, I never,
you always. The best.
Just, and then my favorite was like, he basically, you know, the classic breakup is, it's not you, it's me. He goes, no, it's you.
It's
not
you.
Me.
Yeah.
You always want to do this. You always leave. Blah, blah. And then she comes back and goes, well, actually, that's bullshit. Like, you've been. And he goes, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to me right now? Like, we're not going to get back together. So why are you doing this?
Why?
And she's like, well, no, you need to realize that, like, you fucked up too. And he's like, no, you did. And then he just does. He won't even, like, even after he broke up, he won't admit, like, that he had his, like, problems too. It was killing me.
I love when he's like, no, like, I was in love with you. That's a fact.
Look it up. Google it. Oh, it was
look
just,
it up.
Dude, itching is low-level pain. Is just, he should... Dude, Aaron, please make merch that just says itching is low-level pain. Like, you gotta... If you don't do that, man, it's like, you're missing a massive opportunity.
Huge.
Or just low-level pain. It's just something... Low level pain, LLP. Just a shirt that says LLP.
Low level pain.
Because that is, he was like the soundbite king this season.
I was vibing on it. That's what one of the things I was most bummed about, is their relationship was really giving me hope through it. Because I like just having Aaron on the show.
I love, and I like Genevieve too. Like, I like them both. They're really both did. Kind of the same in their own way. They both can't let it go. They both have to get their opinion across.
I loved, you go pack your bags, like, I'm not going to stop you this time.
And then it was funny because she immediately went up and started packing her bags.
But he called that like earlier when he's like, oh, she's probably got her designer bags packed, walking down the jungle path. You know,
and it was her power move.
Exactly what she was. Yeah. And then he just drops that one too, like just tosses that at her.
It was so his power funny. Move. Oh my gosh, they were so toxic, but it was epic to watch. It
but
was.
But then
fun.
I love them getting back together, being like apologizing, and she's crying over his apology.
That was beautiful. I felt like, hey, I do feel like they have like really great chemistry.
They do. That's why I wanted them to get back together at the fucking recap.
And they were really sweet to each other when they were both just like, hey, I messed up. You
They're
messed
so
up.
Stupid in love with each other. I they just really want them are. To be together like you idiots.
Fall in love already.
Just fucking, just say you're sorry, you guys, and make out.
Make out. I loved that the twins made it all the way. Like, how is that possible? They didn't make it 5 seconds into their Rachel and Gabby season.
No.
And they make it to the end.
Because what else is going to happen? Is Shanae really going to leave Paradise because there's not a good fit for her? Or the girl who flew from Australia just be like, well, this is kind of a fucking shit show. Like, I'm really going to date these 18-year-old kids from Jersey?
It was funny because Shanae, to me, even when she tries to be genuine and just nice, she can't.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard. So it's like Shanae does stuff where she's just like crying and she's talking to... It was Joey, and she's talking to Joey, and she's just like, I'm really struggling here. And she's just, instead of just being like, I'm really struggling, and I feel like we just don't have that connection that I need. You're a lot younger than someone I'm kind of comfortable with going to the next level with, and I feel like we're just on different planes right now. She goes, you know, I need a real man and not some TikTok boy. And it's just like so insulting. And this kid's going like, I am a real man. Like, I don't do a lot of TikToks. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she goes, no, I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying you're a little TikTok boy and I just need a man. And you're not a man. You're just a little baby boy who does TikToks. So I'm so sorry. And it's just, even when she was like trying to be heartfelt and just offending the shit out of him. And he's sitting here going like, I'm a man.
Like, I love it. Then he's like so calm and mature.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't think that's correct. And I find that very offensive that you're not calling me a man. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I live with my mom, but like, I don't know why that doesn't make me a man. And, you know, and she's just like, no, you're just a TikTok little baby boy. And you're not a man at all. And it was just the most offensive thing ever while she was just trying to be like heartfelt sad. It was so funny to me.
Shanae.
And then we have the opposite with Flo and Justin. And they both look at each other and go, yeah, we're not pursuing this, right? Like, you're good. Yeah, we're not even into this, really. We just wanted to make it all the way. Okay, cool. Yeah, it was really nice meeting you. Have a good life.
Sick makeouts. Like...
But I also thought it was weird that Shanae and Flo didn't, like, they accepted the rose, knowing that, like, 5 hours later, they're going to be just saying bye and then not sticking together.
It's time. It's just screen time.
A little bit more screen time, I guess.
More roses.
Yeah.
More roses for you to accept. I mean, look at what I like is that they honor the rose ceremony. I appreciate those who honor the rose ceremony.
Honor the ceremony.
Get up there. Even if you're in a false relationship, just a real farce. Take your rose.
Play the game.
Play the fucking game. Don't just go home because it's not exactly how you want it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I appreciate about all of them. Think if they had just left, that would have been two rose ceremonies we would just be out of.
Yeah, like when you think about, there would have been, you know, 3 to 4 people that just would have
and
been
like. And if everyone who had just fucking walked off had stayed, it would have been a lit ass season. You never saw people pulling this kind of shit on early reality TV.
That's true.
They stuck it out. Even when people were like literally like physically fighting.
They still accepted the rose.
They stuck it out.
They went all the way.
Yeah.
It just was funny to be like, I do accept this rose. And then 5 hours later, I'd be like, I'm not even into you. You know that, right? Yeah, me neither. I'm not into you. Okay, we'll have a great life.
Just like, it's great TV.
Contract signed.
Great TV.
So then we get into Logan and Kate.
Mm.
Or at least that. And yeah, like we can go through that whole process. But like she is...
She's a piece of work.
Well, she's just she went from hey, look at it. It's like okay, listen, I know we're at the dog park.
She's just like, you need to be a good boy and listen to me while I fucking kill you.
It's just like, listen, I am gonna And then she went like, and then she just was like, cool. It's like, ah. Like she trained him. Like she was just like, yeah, guys. And she trained him, and he was just sitting at the altar with his paws on the table with a rose in his mouth.
And she just cut his puppy and he's like, head off with a sword. She's just like,
he's just like, accept my rose. And yeah. She goes, Logan. And she talks to him like a dog, too. She's like, Logan, sit. And he goes, okay, yes. And he sits. And then she goes, Logan, you said that we were not a good fit. And for those reasons, I think that you are projecting all your insecurities on me. And for those reasons, I will not accept that rose. And even the way that she like was talking to him was so patronizing. She wasn't crying. She wasn't like, I just feel like she's we're on different like, pages. She goes, Logan,
like you must I be kidding me.
Will not accept that rose. So I will talk to you later. She like slowed her cadence down.
It's not like, show and tell. You're gonna have to wait until the appropriate time.
You need to stop talking during class. Now, there is an area over there for you to sit, and there's pee pads in case you go pee-pee, okay? So go pee-pee over there on the pee pads, okay, Logan? It was just, da-da-da-da. And he's like,
When, what was she saying that he was like, just like going after all the drama? And it's like, dude, our impersonations of Logan on the beach were literally like, he's like, wait, is it day or night? I can't even tell, bro.
No, he was saying she was into the drama.
Oh, got it. I thought.
But then, so that's the thing. He was accusing her.
She was saying that he was projecting all of that.
Well, that's how it came back. That's is what that I'm he saying, said, you're this like, way, this way, this way. And then she goes, I think that that's none of me and it's all you.
Yeah, that's
projecting.
What I'm saying. Yeah, right. Like, she's like, yeah, the guy who was literally like, the guy who she was complaining about being like not doing anything,
yeah.
Being way too comfortable and relaxed and like not caring about anything.
Or, and she even said like that he had said to her like on the low, like, yeah, you're judgmental. You're not accepting me of who I am. And she goes, that's what all the you're. And he's going, what I accept you for? I don't want you to change anything. I love you for who you are.
Yeah.
And she's like, Logan. And then
she I love in their when they're together in the second episode and she's trying to be like, those were just like insecurities I was having.
So then she leaves, right? And you can tell he's just like, that was the final blow. He's so tired. And he just And did you see
finally goes to bed.
Did you hear her say the last ounce of energy left?
Yeah, he's just out.
But I thought it was interesting. He goes, you know, Shanae accepted me for who I was. That was an interesting little tidbit on the way out. I was like, oh, maybe there's something before the final episode. And then did you hear someone say, bye, Brogan? Yeah, someone was like, bye, buddy, bye, Brogan. Like they called him Brogan. Okay, and then we got the finale with him in his Lex Luthor looking outfit.
What is, okay, I was going to say his hair, his like the hair situation.
Well, it was the mixture. He wants Steve Jobs. So it was more that he shaved the beard. Yeah, it was like, I can't, you know, when you see someone you haven't seen in a while and you're like, what is, I can't figure out what it is.
You know what it did though? It was very disarming because it made her look like such a bully and it made Logan look like such a like, soft, innocent. Mm-hmm. It made everyone who said bad things about him, like his edit at the end, Logan looked like such a piece of shit through the whole show. And then at the end, he has like everyone's sympathies.
Well, I feel like
that's my feeling at least.
Okay, that's your feeling? Yeah, that's interesting. Feeling. I feel like during the Rachel Gabby thing, there was a lot of like, yo, he switched teams last minute. He did this and then he left. Like, there was a lot of argument for like him being flip wishy-washy. But I do feel like Paradise helped him a lot because of like the Rachel telling everyone they don't trust him. And like, you know, it was like once he got into the Kate situation, he started getting beat up on. Yeah. And I think that's when the narrative started flipping.
I just don't want to forget the way that he was like, the way he was letting those girls like was it Haley in the beginning? where she was trying to talk to him and he was just literally like, why, I don't even know why you're talking to me right now, like what relationship,
right?
And then he did the same thing to Yesenia,
mm-hmm.
where he was like, dude, like it was brutal to watch.
Wait, he did it with Yesenia?
Was it Yesenia? Who was going after him where they were standing in the ocean at like sunset and she was like, I'm literally here in front of you telling you that I came here for you.
No, it's Sarah.
And she's like, what are you going to do about it?
When she came down just for him. Right. And then they made out in the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's then after her is when what's her face? Kate showed up and he just dumps her for Kate. Yeah.
Because that was the difference. Up until that moment, he was always in control. Well, he had all the ladies looking for him. But he also looked
like an asshole.
Because he was just kind of like, I'm not in the mood for this. I'm not in the mood for this.
And it would have been like fine if you did like Jacob, I thought, did. He was doing that where it was like what he's doing like looks like an asshole, but the way he dealt with everyone was like so sincere. He was
sincere with it, yeah.
That it was like you can't really hate him.
He was kind of golden retriever, like what's over there? What's over there? He was just kind of excited and got swept up in it all.
Logan was like trying to have that energy, but when they were confronting him, he was just like, I don't know, like,
right.
Yeah. And then, at the end of it, you're like, you know, you feel so bad for him. For the way that she chewed his ass up.
I think that's the thing, is that like all his mistakes were overshadowed by how badly he was treated.
Yeah.
So it was like an interesting thing because, and then he also bodied both his interaction with Shanae and his interaction with Kate.
Mm-hmm.
So Shanae's like, I think, to be honest with you, you still like me and you only went with Kate to like one up me. And he's like, actually, that's not the case. I did have feelings for you, but I just was trying to be consistent with the way that you were, which was like, you would have never hesitated and gone on this date.
And I'm
so glad I wanted to be consistent. I'm glad this happened. Da, da, da.
Dude, when he's also like, I'm glad I had really good friends like behind me and supporting me.
And then he goes, you know, and then was it Jesse that says, does that change your opinion at all? And she goes, no. And he goes, not shocking.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. That. So we bodied that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Kate thing happened. And then he went on the whole story about the fact that, like, I moved to LA in my car. I had nothing. And now I have a career in film.
And blah, I'm blah, really blah. Proud
and
of myself.
I'm proud of everything that I've done. And you're going to judge me for that and be like, whatever, whatever. Oh, do you remember her comment?
Where she
I'm
was
looking
like,
for a guy with a big dick and an even bigger bank account. It was like, she kept burying. I was like, dude, oh, is she trying to go full villain right now? Dude, like, she kept digging in.
And then she was doing stuff where she's like, it's not like I would, like, thought like, you know, you'd see or like that was intended for you. And he's like, no, there's only like microphones on us and cameras literally everywhere. Like,
so he bodied.
Like, there is no private moment. Everything is up for grabs and you know it. Like you're so aware. And her edit is like, you're so incredibly aware of the cameras around you all the time.
That was a perfect reaction to it. But I also just felt like that was a weird thing for her to say. Because it's like when you watch it, right? Like she's seen the season at this point, or like, right? She's seen the season. And the only way to respond to like all the comments that she's making are either like, fuck you, or to be honest with you, the whole thing like was bad and I shouldn't have said any of that stuff. But when she went the whole like, those weren't for you to hear, I was just talking to my girlfriends, and it's like, and then he perfectly nailed like, oh yeah, it's not like there's cameras and you know, audio on you, but also like, but you're still saying it, right? Even if it's not to him,
mm-hmm.
you're still saying it. And then also not telling him those things, but just to be like constantly trying to change him without him knowing and all these different things. And then he just perfectly nailed the like career story, the like, you were this way, you were that way. It was like kind of wild. So then he walks away having the perfect rebuttal to both sides. You know, he was like, whew, like I made it out of this whole franchise, like mm-hmm. looking pretty good right now. But the one thing I will say about Kate that I kind of love is like, I don't think we've never seen someone not be a real villain and say the things she said. Which is crazy. Like the franchise kind of said, like, we're not going to go full villain with her. We're still going to make her somewhat likable. We're going to show that all the girls still like her. You know what I mean? That like, it's not going to paralyze her. And then also raw honesty, like not just like, you know, things pop into your brain sometimes where you kind of have these thoughts that are kind of like rude, but you're like, that's how I feel, whatever. And she just was like, no, I'm saying it how it is, baby. I want a dude with a big dick and an even bigger bank account. It's just like no holds barred, just like raw. And it was just like, wow.
I hope she gets it. Well, I mean, because that's what she wants and she better own it. And that's, you know,
yeah,
I have a feeling she will get it because the guy who got that criteria, they're everywhere. USC, you know, like you got
totally
that whole finance world, dudes, like frat,
yeah,
whatever. Like, though, this might be most small dick kind of stuff,
but there's definitely a guy out there.
But there's a guy for Kate.
I had a feeling that Alex was like,
there's
this.
A line. Out the, I'm surprised Alex and Kate didn't hit it off.
That's what I was saying from the beginning. I was like, why are they not connecting? Like, they had to have seen each other and been like, what's up? Shocking.
Maybe they're connecting now.
On the side.
I loved that, just seeing the highlight again of, I know he can't even afford an Equinox membership.
And he can't afford an Equinox membership. Drives an orange Honda, walks dogs. I mean, brutal. Dude, she was so brutal to him. You saw her take his life force.
What was also interesting was the, like, everything. I mean, yeah, just everything she's saying is just, like, so toxic of, like, it's all this stuff we're, like, told that you're supposed to, like, not care about when pursuing a relationship.
Yeah. It's just like,
it really makes you question whether it is the motion of the ocean.
I think her whole thing, though, is I don't care about the motion of the ocean.
She doesn't give a shit about the paper. Ocean.
She's just like, I want my finances. I want arm candy and I want my finances in
She's
order.
She's like, I want to go to Greece. I want to, like, do this stuff. I want to be fucking decked out in jewels.
Now, I got to say, doesn't sound bad.
No, it doesn't. That's what I'm saying. I hope she gets it.
I don't hate the desire.
She's also been like, she was also kind of saying, like, that's what her, like, whole life has been, like, leading up to, is like this preparation to just totally, like,
be in a great spot.
I mean, you see the way that she's training already of just the, like, hi-ya! Like,
yeah.
And you, yeah, just, she talks hi-ya! About it. Whenever she talks about it, she's like getting in the position. Yeah,
and she just grabs the leash and whoop. Logan's just like, I'd like to take back the rose. And she's like, Logan? Like,
no, it doesn't hurt.
He's like, no, no. The chain, it's funny. Dog's skin, they don't, it doesn't hurt them. It just kind of lets
stings,
them know.
The shock, the initial shock stings.
The initial tracheal explosion when she snaps my trachea. I do feel it in the back of my brain, but she's, it's like, very quick.
She also, she doesn't believe in the, she, like, Kate wouldn't believe in the shock collar because it doesn't, it's not as visceral. Yeah, or like,
it's not as,
you need to really let them know it's you doing it, not just some button.
Right. She's trained him to love the
if
discipline.
If she didn't love me, she wouldn't point it out.
If she didn't love me, she wouldn't sack me. that was funny. Okay. Then we got Jill and Jacob. That was kind of incredible.
Loved it. It's a perfect thing of, like, he is a golden retriever and she's just, Jill is unpredictable. Jill responds really well to, like, affirmations, like positive affirmations, and Jill's set.
I love her. She just is hilarious and funny, and she's got great, like, facial expressions, and she's just, what my favorite thing about him was that he didn't say, hey, I've missed you, I want to spend time with you, I feel like I messed that up. He goes, I'd like to start a relationship with you. Like, will you be my boyfriend, girlfriend? Like, he literally said, will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah. It was hilarious. It was,
I,
like,
loved
fifth
her
grade.
Being like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she, why is it? Like, that was cute.
It was so cute. The she didn't thing. Have to say anything.
No.
I don't think Jill really said anything other than, what are you doing? And yeah.
She goes, like, I am open to that.
Yeah.
And he goes, cool.
And they make out.
And they run. And he runs off with her.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved the idea of him not saying, like, I just feel like we should give this thing another shot. He just goes, will you be in a relationship with me? Is that, will you be my girlfriend? I'll be your girlfriend. Okay, let's go.
So good.
It was very harmless. It was very sweet. Rodney, Eliza. I cannot believe she said that again. To say, like, actually, I want you back now. It's like, that reminded me of The Office when he's like, I got the vasectomy. He's like, snip, snap, snip. Have you ever, oh, you don't watch The Office. But there's a scene when Michael Scott is the main character. He gets a vasectomy and then he, and then his girlfriend wants to actually have kids. So then he gets it undone and then she doesn't want to have kids. So then he redoes it. He goes, snip, snap, snip, snip. He's like, I can't do it anymore. those of you Office fans, you know what I'm talking about. He's like, snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. But dude, she's just like, and I really messed up there. I shouldn't have done that. And I miss you, Rodney. It's like, what?
Rodney's like, dude, I wish you the best.
I can't do this.
Yeah,
it would have been epic if he's like, okay, and then they get back to
like, you gotta cut your losses.
Yeah, like, just know that, like, you'll find a great guy out there. But she's like, this is,
I never stopped having feelings for you, Rodney. But it's like, but if you go back and look at it, like, it looks like you did.
It looks like it, you really left him, looks the day like up. You
stopped having feelings for him the moment you thought you had feelings for Justin, whose feelings only ended for Justin when he rejected you
and then he shut you down, and so then you just came back. Mm-hmm. And then at your first sight of seeing him, you go, hey, I'm actually still
having him. I was actually never snip, in love snap, with Justin. I was snip, always snap. In love with you.
It's like, what?
Yeah, no, good for him for laying his walls up. Or laying the line or whatever the fuck. He held firm.
Dude, the Tyler Britney thing was interesting.
Yeah.
Because they seem like mad in love.
It was very odd. I mean, their thing though is like, this is why I'm saying of why I found Aaron and Genevieve so much more believable. Is when I see things going like that smooth and that easy, it like calls into question like how authentic like is this, or how wrapped up is this just in the surroundings? Because when everything's going like so swimming and so simple, it just seems like, I don't know. It's like, you brush your teeth too? Like you're my soulmate.
You brush your teeth? You use like, Crest?
Dude, like, yeah. I don't know. That's like the way that I look at it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you can't agree on everything. Like, you got to see some tension.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like sounding, I mean, we only got his side of the story. Of her just being like, well, I'm going to go to Italy and then Spain and then wherever. And now we're just not going to be together. But, seemed kind of like.
But she did clarify a little bit, being like, I wanted to go on a break. You wouldn't
forgot,
leave me alone.
I forgot about that part.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't leave me alone.
I thought that was an interesting flip side.
We had a lot of stuff that was going on.
Yeah. She's like, hey, I need some space. And they were like in therapy over it, they were saying. I wonder if The Bachelor pays for them to go to therapy, because all these couples were in like therapy.
It's a producer.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, that's their free therapy. Uh-huh. Is like the like on set person.
Wells.
And all of them. Yeah. All of their sessions have to be recorded.
And well, and you have to drink during the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the vibe I got.
Mm-hmm.
The vibe I got was that maybe like Tyler was super clingy.
Yeah.
And that she kind of got like the ick of like, ooh, in real life, like you won't stop texting me and calling me and wondering what I'm doing. And like, cause she even said
who
like,
she's with and like,
yeah. Cause she even said, I said we needed to go on a break and you were calling me and texting me and Snapchatting me and DMing me and then like calling my family and like, and you could tell that she was like, what is happening, dude? And like, you've not let me go. And like, you've been freaking me out. Like, didn't it seem like that? Like, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of doing this thing like, well, if you love someone, you check up on them. And it was like, oh, that's a little weird.
It was super weird.
So it was like, at first I was very much like, whoa, she seems like really cold. But then I was like, but you'd be cold too and frustrated if you had felt like someone was kind of like not letting off.
Dude, you see how he backs off the moment they give him just like, they're like, shut the fuck up, Tyler.
Oh, when Victoria said that to him?
Well, Brittany said it to him basically when she's like, no, you were like blowing me up and not leaving me alone and respecting the boundaries I was trying to lay down.
Well, I thought people who love each other like check up on each other.
Just like kind of like skulks after that.
he was definitely playing the like sad thing. And she was definitely like, no.
I loved when Victoria yelled at him.
That was out of the blue too.
That was so sick. Because
she's sitting there talking and she's like, well, you know, I don't think that was good. Tyler, this has nothing to do with you. It was almost like she had like, she was, it was almost like she had dealt with him a lot before. Dude, yeah, in their relationship. They were
like talking. She's like, shut the fuck up, Tyler. Stay in your lane.
It was shocking.
It was so tight. Because
she was so chill.
And Tyler's just like, okay, whatever. Like, shuts up real quick, gets in his chair and just like, sits there.
And did you notice that he was almost like, in a
off
chair,
yeah,
by himself, staring at them. It was like, what's he doing there?
Super weird. I just love the directed.
She's like, you know, and well, here's the thing. Tyler, shut the fuck up. Anyway, as I was saying, like, it was just like, what? It was almost like she knew it was coming. Because it wasn't like, if I heard someone talking.
Yeah, may I just say something? She's like,
no, you know what she did?
Sight.
She had his leash across and he goes, I just kind of, Kate was like, well done. Okay. So, but the Tyler Britney thing, I just was like, I just felt like we were missing a ton of details because it was like, wait, last time we saw them, they were madly in love. We've heard nothing since. Now they're not together. He's saying she just randomly broke up with me. Or sorry, he's saying she randomly broke up with me. And then she's going, wait, no, he's stalking me, basically.
Creepy psycho stalker.
Yeah, like, it's like he wouldn't let up and he won't leave me alone. And it's like, what happened, dude?
So
like,
good.
And the show definitely like cut out a lot because they didn't give you any context. This they didn't the tell
that,
you like...
This was the one episode that needed to be longer.
And like a lot of people didn't talk. Justin never got any time to talk.
Everything that they like, what I don't understand is why did we make room for the actual couple to be on the beach? Like, why did we extend the season to make room for what's their fucking face's stint on Paradise? Who's like an actual established couple and they were on Paradise for like the first couple of weeks.
Oh, you mean just like when they were just like visiting and,
yeah, like, yeah. Why did we make time for that gimmick?
Or how about the fact that half of both of these episodes or half of the finale was recaps? They would show like 7 minute things of just the show we already saw, and I'm like,
yeah,
wait, you when spent 20 like, minutes wait. Showing the old show we've already seen and we haven't heard from half the people on stage.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
I don't like that.
It was very weird. So yeah, and then I love the fact that all of a sudden, like, now Tyler's just a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like Tyler was like sitting there sad that like he got broken up with, and then all of a sudden he's like across from them talking.
Dude, and he's like co-hosting with Jesse, where he's like out there like chatting with Johnny later. And then they're like, what's going on with Tyler? They're like checking in with Tyler. Is he like going around? And they're like, hey, I'm Tyler with like, you know, the weather outside.
And Tyler's like, hey, you don't deserve that, man. That really shows who she is. And it was like,
he's like, we know who she is. It was like, we know who she really is. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
It was like the broken up boys consoling each other, being like, these girls suck. Yeah, I know they dude suck.
Girls suck,
dude. Video games at my place? Yeah. Pizza? okay, so now we have Victoria and Johnny. The real turn. The biggest thing that shocked me, because like, okay, there's all sorts of like we don't know, right? I'm only going to comment on what was on the show because I can't comment on what happened in their private life. Right. Because if those things happened or if like he called her that, like that's a deal breaker. Obviously, it's completely wrong. If it's out of context. No, I don't know. Right. That's between them. But what seemed so kind of shocking was how much she was in love with him.
Yes.
Like she was just like, you could be the father of my children. I'm so in love with you. I've never met a guy like you ever. Like
it was like 100% committed to the relationship.
And she's ready for the ring and she's ready for everything.
She's crying.
And like, she's crying. And then it was just like out of nowhere. She just jumped a whole peg with him. And then he all of a sudden was like, I'm not enough. I'm not brave. I don't like myself. I don't believe myself. It was just like, on their fantasy night, he spent the whole conversation talking about how much he like hates himself and how much like he's not enough. And I was like, I don't know if this is the best place to do this on the fantasy suite night. Like, I feel like you're like, vulnerability is amazing, but I was a little bit like, oh man, like,
I don't know if
this is the right like move right now in the middle of trying to solidify your love for this person.
I don't know if he fully understands like what it is supposed to be like being vulnerable with someone.
Hmm.
From those things, you know what I mean? Is like, it felt like a little like it's like sort of like, this is what you're supposed to be like in this way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whereas like what we saw in terms of vulnerability on the episode, like when he's confronting her, was like super, like super vulnerable when he's just like, yeah. Dude, like I honestly am like, no, I'm not okay.
Right.
And he's like, I'm not okay. Like, I'm just here for like, da 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 da, was just like super honest and like
right.
present. And like the other stuff was just very like angsty. If that makes sense. Like
yeah.
when a teenager's being like super, like trying to show you all their emotions.
Right.
So it's like, you want me to be vulnerable? Here's my vulnerability. Like,
right.
I have self-doubt. I am self-conscious. How could you possibly love me? And then, you know, it's like, just say that you love me in that moment.
Yeah.
When it's in like, then when you see like the real vulnerable side, he's just like, bro, like I trusted you. I loved you. And like, you really fucking like, what the hell? Like, I feel literally like I was like, you know, it's like, he's like, dude, what was this?
It was interesting because he had said like, when they were in their like fantasy suite and stuff, he was saying stuff kind of like, I'm just afraid that you're going to break up with me, basically. And it almost felt to me, excuse me.
Bless you.
It almost felt to me that he was self-sabotaging the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, let's say, either successful enough or good-looking enough or whatever the self-doubt was to be your boyfriend. It almost seemed like he was trying to get her to break up with him
mm-hmm.
or to like pull way back so that it could fizzle off so that he wouldn't have to deal with like him jumping in all the way and then like getting his heart broken. It almost felt like he had decided in his mind, like this isn't going to work. And it almost, and then, but it was interesting because then to go from her bawling, accepting basically like an engagement, or was it an engagement or just a rose? I'm spacing.
It was an engagement.
Right. To be accepting an engagement to 3 weeks later, she said that I already knew it was over. 3 weeks.
Well, when he, dude, what he, the one thing that is, I don't think we need to like infer on or like, is just the statement of like, if we're still sorting our relationship out, you even entertaining a relationship with someone else
right.
is cheating.
Right.
It was like, yes.
But again, we don't know because she's denying that. So like, again, we can only comment on what we know.
Except
like,
then Greg comes on, like, does not look like criminal mastermind Greg. You know, right. He's just sort of like,
ciao.
He's just like a bumblefuck on here. And he's like, yeah. So like how it happened was like, yeah, she came out like we were taught. We had a relationship before she went on the show. First of all, guys. We were flirting it up before Paradise. Right. He's like, let me just clear the room. Let me clear the air there. Second, yeah, she came off the show engaged. But then, you know, like we've known each other. We were friends. And like we just naturally started rekindling everything.
Rekindle, which was an interesting word to use.
Super weird.
Rekindle is not the right word.
She's like, and then he's like, and then like, so how's your relationship? And she's like, oh, well, we have matching tattoos.
Ciao means Italian for high.
Yeah.
That's a great line, dude.
Justin's face during that.
He goes, he's got the great, like, what the?
And then the one thing I did respect, though, the one thing I did like was Victoria just being like, fuck all of you. First off, when she was like, I loved the audience's reactions when she's like, I'm going to do whatever I want. I don't owe any of you an explanation. And like, whatever, because it's like, yes, you really don't. If you really don't care.
But like, you would agree that that was like a villain move.
I don't know.
To not be like, I guess for me is it's like, yo, I understand that, like, this whole thing was messy. I understand this went down. I didn't mean to hurt anybody, and I found someone that I really connect with, and, you know, I'm putting a lot of my energy into that now, and, you know, Johnny, I didn't mean to hurt you. But there's a difference between saying that, which is like a sensitive, kind way of just being present in this, versus like, fuck everyone, right? Which is like a very, like, very aggressive way to
I totally
behavior,
get that.
If that makes sense.
I definitely is, but I'm also thinking, like, imagine if you dealt with, like, because this is all Paradise happened like months ago for these guys.
Yeah, it was like 5 months.
5 months.
Right.
Imagine, like, coming back to those same things, and this person's being like in Europe, like, Mize, they're trying to, like, peddle everyone's favor. Like, they're trying to, like secure everyone's favor. And you're like, no, fuck you. Like, you said and did all of these things. And, like, you're going to act like there wasn't any reason for me to, like you're saying, we're watching him self-sabotage.
But again,
their relationship. Imagine being, like, so completely fed up with, like, having to explain yourself. I'm not trying to say, like, what she did was completely, like, I'm the one being, like, I agree with Johnny saying, like, rekindling the timeline that he laid out of when they were rekindling sounds like they were still figuring their relationship out.
Right.
Which is sus. Like, she doesn't look good. The behavior is sus.
And apparently he's kind of saying that, like, up until very recently, he still thought that they were, like, kind of working it out.
Yeah.
So it just sounds like, I think the thing, again, it's funny. I'm not really that even interested in, like, the timeline. I'm not even interested in whether she cheated or not. Like, it's, that's not what interests me. I feel like that's what's, like, the main news right now is, like, whether she cheated or not. I'm more interested in, like, how do you go from, like, engagement crying super into each other to 3 weeks later being like, y'all were, like, in love and now, like, moved on, new relationship, having fun all over the world. Like, it is very interesting to me to be like, whoa, like,
I think it's the bubble.
How does that even happen?
I think it's that bubble popping.
Yeah, you think it's just you're off the beach and you're, cause, like, summer camp's over.
I think
that's
literally it. The bubble pops and you get your phone back. I think that's all it is. Bubble pops and you get your phone back and you're like, and you step back out and reality starts setting in. And, like, all those little things that were in the back of your head that you're like, it doesn't matter because we're on Paradise. And who else am I going to really pursue? Like, do I want to pursue a relationship with anyone else here? Is it really going to be any better than what I have going for me right now? And then it's like the moment you get away from all of that, it's like all those little things and that, like, all those little voices in the back of your head are suddenly, like, way more amplified.
Yeah.
Like, all the doubts that you've been, like, reserving about this person.
I agree.
Versus, like,
I agree entirely. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
I think that she got caught up in the moment and just kind of in the whirlwind of this is happening, really. And then you get out of camp, you get home. You check your phone, you call your friends, you hang out, you go to the restaurants again, you do your thing, and then you're kind of like, oh, I don't really think I like this guy very much. And obviously, too, like, yeah, go to Rome for a drink. That's obviously, like, a weird, that's not real, you know? Mm-hmm. You're definitely in Rome and spent, like, weeks together probably and then said, we were in Rome and we... So, either way, it's shitty, but it is, like, the bubble probably popped so hard. And I'll be honest with you, like, not shocking at all. Like, I was, like, watching them together and I'm like, I don't see it at all. Like, she's going to get back to real life and, like, there's no way this works.
No.
Yeah. And then they just went full villain. And he walks in and is just like, ha.
Well, they want to make her. I think the franchise really wants her to be a villain. I mean, she was, like, a villain from Pilot Pete season and, like, everything after the fact. And I think people really want to hate Victoria.
People already hate Greg.
Yeah.
Or do the people love Greg? I think it's
polar.
Is it pretty polar?
They're very polarizing. There's a lot of the, like, questionable characters that are very polarizing on, like, people's diehard love for them.
He definitely didn't shy away from being, like, the bad guy because he just kind of came in and he's just like, what's up? Yeah, we're just hanging out. So everything's good, baby. Chill out. Ciao. Like, he was kind of playing that, like,
He's like, I can't believe I'm wrapped up in all this, but yeah, I'm dating Victoria now. We have matching tattoos. You know, ciao, buddy.
Yeah.
And he's when all of you like booed the fuck out of me, like on stage and like all of this? And he just comes on, he's like,
kind of plays the like, I don't even know what's going on, but yet he clearly does know what's going on. He's got like a very,
it was
aware.
Like, dude, yeah, no, he was fully booed on the stage when he was last on it.
That's true. That's true. And he just kind of comes in like, what's this place?
Yeah. He's like, what's up, Jesse? What's up, man?
How you guys been? And even when he came out, everyone was like, boo.
Yeah, everyone was like, you're like super sus. And isn't Justin like homies with him?
I think that I'm sure he's friends with quite a few
they're
guys.
All boys, I'm pretty sure. And then honestly, like Brandon and Serene, like the same thing since episode one of them just being like so gaga over each other.
I will say though,
boring.
It was beautiful though, but it was beautiful. It was beautiful that like someone truly made it through, and the you know that like Michael and Danielle seem to be really in love too, and they're whatever moving together, and I think that's a beautiful thing. But I do feel like the Brandon and Serene thing is like okay, it is a nice like warm hug that like. There is just one incredible couple that's so in love. And the fact that 5 months after, during the finale, she's crying about what he's saying to her and like they're rewatching it and crying. Like the bubble didn't burst for them. Because I was so a little afraid for them. I was like, they're so in love that I'm like, I'm afraid when camp's over, they're going
to
be like.
How weird do you think it is that they're trying to keep all these other people relevant? Like try to keep Joe and what's her face like relevant?
Joe and what's her face?
Like they were like, oh, we have Bachelor royalty in the house, and they're you know, like Gabby and Rachel are here, and it's like, why? And then like none of them participate in the thing, and it's like Joe and what's her face are there, and then there's like freaking Mari and what's this? It's like why?
It's just random.
Why are you guys there? Why the fuck did you guys go to that? What does the franchise have on you that you like wanted to go to the BIP finale?
Contracts. That's what they have on them. Locked in.
Bro,
baby.
Just like, okay, you guys are all going to this. It's just like for Mari and what's his face to be there. It's like, seriously, what the fuck are you guys doing there?
But they're just, I mean, you got to think about it. This is their like claim to fame, man. Like they got to, they're going there like show support, like, going to the after party, hanging out.
I just
mean out.
Like, what are they getting? Like, yeah, I think the show's also like, this works. This is a real love show. Here's their love show. Right. Check it out. Here's our couples.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's the proof. Yeah. They're like, here's our proof.
Here's the proof.
Here's the track record. Dude, this is it. This is the final recap.
I can't believe it's over.
Isn't that weird?
It is.
It's so weird. Really nice meeting you.
Super good to meet you.
We have one more episode next week.
Yeah. It's awkward. That's like when you say bye, but then we walk in the same direction.
Yeah, yeah. Right, have a good night. I'll talk to you later. And then we just go. And then you just go. So anyway, yeah. How is everything? Oh, I'm right here. Okay, see ya. But dude, it was really fun. Really fun recapping this last year. Love you, brother. One more final one next week. But when it comes to the Bachelor, Bachelorette. Bachelor in Paradise, all that good shit. It has been fun navigating with very little expertise and knowledge. these
well, look,
episodes.
Now you're going to be able to do it. I have a feeling like you and Jess are going to be streamlining these episodes.
Yeah, I feel like this has been essential practice for me and Jess now. We will be able to crush it.
Yeah.
Will Broads. Thanks for listening to us talk about this amazing show and bumble through it as us bros do. And it's been fun, dude. It's been fun. We got one more next week. So this isn't goodbye yet, but it is goodbye to the franchise for me and Gray together right now. So crazy.
It's been a thing.
It's been a thing. Grayston's like an old war vet. He's like... Bye.
It was.
Well,
I was just having like the, you know, like if we could have, you know, in cart, like in shows where there'd be like, it's wrapping up and then all of a sudden it's like cut to episode one. And then all the highlights from, like, the whole thing, and it gets really emotional.
It's like Mr. Wayne, and it's like,
and then here's all the times Bane and Batman fought.
And then we do Tyler.
Oh, you mean like, okay, you're talking about us doing the voices.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just talking about us doing things.
Yes.
Things throughout the years, you know, where it's like, Tyler
was a Mr. thing. Mr. Wayne.
And then we did, yeah, we like all our dress up stuff. We were doing dress up shit for a while.
We were dressing up.
Like Vikings. And yeah, we had some good memories for sure. Mm. We love you guys. Have an amazing Thanksgiving. Oh, no, wait, this is coming out this weekend. So you already had Thanksgiving. I hope you're hanging.
Man, I'm so full of turkey.
Oh my gosh, man. That was so, turkey was so good. I hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving. And we will see you next week for our finale. You ready, brother?
The finale.
Our finale.
It's going to be live from Vegas.
Live from the Bellagio. We love you guys. Have an amazing weekend. We'll see you next week. Chat soon.